Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from Pastor May Dobbins.
I hope you all had a Merry Christmas. I had a good one. It was very low-key this year, but it was awesome, and I hope you all had an awesome Christmas. And I'm just going to jump right in. So we recently finished a sermon series in November, which is the Greater Breakthrough 2021. There's the image up there. And together we did this 21-day devotional, and I thought it was so powerful. It was awesome. And I hope you all were able to join us in that. And if you were not, I'm sure we have some journals around. I encourage you to get a journal and do it for the next 21 days because it's powerful. God wants to speak to you. If you did it and you felt like you didn't hear God, do it again because God is speaking and He wants to speak to you. He has something to share with you. So please do not miss out on what God is wanting to do in your life this next season, this next year. Like I said, it was a powerful series. God spoke. And I want to take a moment right now to do something, because in Psalm 100 verse 4, it says to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. And then it tells us to give thanks to Him and to praise His name, right? You guys know that verse, yes? Because praise opens the gates of heaven, and it is the key to your breakthrough. Praise opens the keys of heaven, and it is the key to your breakthrough. So if you are someone believing God for breakthrough in this next season, in 2021, if you are believing God for breakthrough, I want you to stand up on your feet, and I want you to give God praise right now. If you are looking for Him to do something in your life, praise Him. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His faithfulness. Praise Him for all that He's done in your life. Praise Him that 2020 did not kill you, because you are standing here. You have breath in your lungs to give Him praise. So you better praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. It opens up heaven. It is the key to your breakthrough. And I encourage you. Amen. God is faithful. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We praise You. We worship You. Praise Him through this next season, no matter what your circumstances are. You may have a seat. No matter what your circumstances are, praise Him. Praise is the key to breakthrough. Praise Him through your circumstances. Amen. God, Jesus, help me this morning just to give this message, Lord Jesus, to share what You want me to share. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so in October, I heard Pastor Mike, he had shared with us what the Holy Spirit revealed to him, that 2021 was going to be a year of breakthrough. And what's interesting is that usually beginning of the year or towards, you know, the end of the year, I ask God for a word for the year. And for 2020, God did not give me a word. I didn't have a word for 2020. I can understand why now, because of 2020 was crazy. But, you know, in October, right before I heard Pastor Mike share that God gave him this, revealed to him that 2021 was going to be a year of breakthrough, a few days before that, I was spending time with the Lord, and I heard the Holy Spirit just drop on me, breakthrough. Breakthrough is a word for the next season, for the next year. And then here I hear Pastor Mike sharing that 2021, and I think he shared how this even image came about, that they highlighted the 21, year of breakthrough. And I was floored because of God is speaking. And in 2 Corinthians 13:1, it says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. So may it be established for you and I in this next season. That breakthrough is coming in Jesus' name. All right, so today I am reading out of Judges. And I'm starting with chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. And it says, the angel of the Lord, we're reading about Gideon. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah and belonged to Joash, the Abizrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Pardon me, my lord, Gideon replied, but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all the wonders that our ancestors told us about? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us to the hand of Midian. The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of the Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down the Midianites, leaving none alive. So Gideon and the Israelites, they were oppressed by the Midianites. And Gideon seemed a little frustrated, right, with the angel when he was telling him that the Lord is with you. Here they were being oppressed, God's people, the Israelites, who God delivered out of Egypt, who saw the miracles, you know, of the sea being parted, and they walked through through the sea unto the dry land, and they were delivered from the Egyptians. Here, God's people were being oppressed, being robbed, and being starved, and the angel is saying, "The Lord is with you." To Gideon, it certainly did not look that the Lord was with them. Did not look like the Lord was with them. They felt like they were abandoned, right? They felt like they were forgotten by God. Where is this God that did all of these miracles, he said. Aren't there times in life where it may not look like God is moving or working in your life? When it seems like God has forgotten about you? When it looks like or it feels like he's not seeing your struggles? You may even at times feel like he's doing everything for everyone else while you're over here struggling and being abandoned by God. You're watching him doing everything for everyone else while you're just over here struggling. There are some people here this morning, today, who are asking some of these same questions that Gideon asked. You're asking, if the Lord is with me, then why am I going through all of these things? Why do I have all of these struggles? Where is his power at work in my life right now? Why am I not experiencing the breakthrough that I hear about and see people experiencing? What's God doing in my life? When is he going to come through for me? I've been there too. I've asked these questions. Because for years, I was believing, I'm going to share my testimony. For years, I was believing for a promotion. I believed him when 15 years ago, when I first started my career, he told me that he would cause me to prosper in my work. And as I began out in my career, I saw that, you know, I wasn't headed in the trajectory that I thought that I was going to be heading. And I knew what I knew that God told me. And it was so painful because of when God tells you something and you know that he shared something with you and you're not experiencing it, it is a painful thing. Have any of you guys experienced that? When God has shared something with you and you know that he shared something with you, but you're not experiencing that thing, and year after year after year goes by and you're not seeing it, it is painful. It's hurtful. You begin to question. You begin to ask questions. God, are you moving? God, are you going to do what you say you're going to do? And I don't want to sound ungrateful because God was awesome. He did awesome things in that season of my life. He moved and he provided in so many crazy ways that I don't have time to share. But I also knew that there was more for me and that I needed God to do more in my life. I needed him to do what he said he was going to do. Amen. So for years, I strived to do all of the things, everything that I thought that I needed to do to get to the place. I attended all of the right events. I made all of the right network connections. I had all of the right mentors and the right advisors. I mean, I had all of the right people in my corner, so I thought. I went and got the degrees and the master's certificates. I did all of the things that I thought that I had to do. I sought out the right experiences to put on my resume. I was so focused on myself. I was so focused on my strengths. I was so focused on my weaknesses and my shortcomings. And I kept doing things to make up for those shortcomings, to try to get to the place that I knew that God told me he was going to take me. But I was trying to do it in my own strength. And none of those things, none of everything that I did got me to where I thought I was supposed to go. For years and years. Instead, I found myself at a standstill in my career. For years, I made it to certain levels, but I couldn't get past a certain, it made no sense. Because like I said, I had the connections. It made absolutely no sense. I thought God had forgotten about me. I thought that he had abandoned me. But God was actually working on my behalf, even though I could not see what he was doing. And with the Israelites, God was also working on their behalf, even though they could not see what he was doing. He actually had a plan for them. He had a plan for the Israelites using Gideon. But Gideon could not see himself. Gideon could only see himself. Because for years and years, he felt that he had to be self-sufficient. I mean, here they were for 7 years. They were oppressed by the Midianites, and they were being robbed and starved, and they had to hide. Gideon, the angel found Gideon hiding in a wine press, threshing wheat, because that's the only place that they could really thresh their wheat. Otherwise, if the Midianites saw them, they would rob them and take their food. So in order to survive, they had to hide. God had them in this hiding place. And Gideon felt like he had to be self-sufficient. He could only see what he had and didn't have. He was so focused on his shortcomings and his weaknesses. Too many times we want to look to ourselves to save ourselves. Yeah. We want to look to ourselves to save ourselves. And this is self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency is actually a sin. Self-reliance is actually a sin. And it's a major weakness because it limits what God wants to do in our lives. It limits how much we're going to trust God. So this is a sin, self-sufficiency. And the truth is that we'd rather be self-dependent and self-sufficient than God-dependent and grace-sufficient. Because it makes more sense to us when we are able to rely on ourselves, right? We'd rather be able to do all of the things in our own strength and move up the ranks or do all of the things in our own strength, right? And relying on ourselves. But the problem with that is that anytime we rely on ourselves, anytime we rely on our own strength, we can only go so far. We can only go so far in our own strength. When we look to our own selves, we only go so far, especially when God's hand is on your life. When God's hand is on your life, he's not going to let you get too far in your own strength. He's not. God won't let you get too far on your own, and he has a way of hiding you and stifling you for a season until his timing. So Gideon and the Israelites, they were hidden for 7 years. They were hidden and they were stifled. And they were not allowed to be great for 7 years. 7 years of pain, 7 years of hardship, and what they felt like was abandonment by God for 7 years. But I believe that God kept them hidden and stifled to teach them some lessons. God kept them hidden to humble them. God kept them hidden to prepare them for the breakthrough that he had for them in the next season. So if you've ever felt hidden, if you've ever felt stifled, if you've ever felt like, God, where are you? Have you abandoned me? Let me tell you, this season is a time where God wants to prepare you for what he's getting ready to do in your life next. Surrender to the process in this season. Surrender and humble yourself to the process in this season, because he's setting the stage to come through for you. He is setting the stage to come through for you. He's setting the stage to come through for you.
Amen.
He's setting the stage for you. Because when God wants to do a thing in your life, when he's ready to move in your life, there will be no stopping him. When God is getting ready to move, you cannot stop him. With your weakness, with your deficiency, there will be no stopping him. In fact, your weaknesses, that's, a lot of times we know we have this great call, but how are we going to do it? Your weaknesses and your lack are channels that he needs in order for him to come through for your breakthrough. You have weaknesses? Good. Because he can, that's how he's going to be able to work. That's how his power is made perfect in our weaknesses. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults, in hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Our weaknesses allow God's power to be on display. Boast about your weaknesses. Go to God. Tell him, I am weak in this area. Good, because of then you can see God move and work in your life in a powerful way. Gideon was focused on his weaknesses, but this story wasn't about Gideon. It was about the revelation of the power of God. It was about the display of God's power for all to witness. It was about the glory and the power of God to fulfill his purposes and his plans for Gideon and also the Israelites. That's why God didn't need any of what Gideon thought he needed to have to be used by God. What God is getting ready to do in your life in this next season is not about you. What God is getting ready to do in your life in this next season is not about you. It's not about what resources you think you have or don't have. It's not about your weaknesses. It's not about your shortcomings. It's not about how educated or gifted you think you are. God doesn't need any of all of that. And you don't need to be self-sufficient because it will not get you very far. This is not about you. It's all about him. It's all about his glory. And it's all about his power to fulfill his calling and his purposes on your life. He's the one who said, for I know the plans I have for you. So he's the one who's going to come through and empower you to do the things that he's called you to do in this next season, to fulfill your destiny. So we see that in this story of Gideon, that God did the impossible and he came through in a radical way for Gideon and the Israelites. And I'm going to read Judges 7:1-7. It says, early in the morning, Gideon and all his men camped at the spring of Herod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. My strength has saved me. Now announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead. So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will thin them out for you. I will thin them out for you there. If I say, this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say, this one shall not go with you, he shall not go. So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, separate those who lap the water with their tongues as dog laps from those who kneel to drink. 300 of them drank from cupped hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. So in order to prevent the attitude of self-sufficiency, God reduced Israel's army from 32,000 to 300. Now, mind you, they were facing a vast army coming against them. They needed the men. In reality, they needed all of these men. But God reduced them to 300. God ensured that everyone would know that victory was from him and not man. No man was ever going to be able to take credit for what he was getting ready to do for the Israelites. God will not share his glory with any man. That is why he does not need any of what you think that you have to have in order for him to come through with a breakthrough. Self-reliance is something we need to have broken off of us. Self-reliance is that was my problem. Self-reliance was my problem. And that was because of at a young age I became a young mom and had to be, you know, self-sufficient. I had to, you know, figure out things. So it became my handicap, and it was something that God had to work out of me and break off of my life. When we look to our own strength and weaknesses to get us through, we only limit the power of God in our lives. And we will not get as far as where He wants us to go. So towards the end of last year, as I was pleading for breakthrough, God had me pick up the book by Mark Batterson, Draw the Circle, which is a 40-day prayer challenge. It's a companion book to The Circle Maker. And in this book, he talks about 40 days of pressing into prayer and pressing into God's presence like never before. And in the first couple pages, it talks about a story of a man named Rodney Gypsy Smith, who was born in 1860, London. And God used him powerfully, and he traveled from London to, I think, the States and all over. And God used him powerfully. And when he was asked by some people how they themselves can also be used, what was he doing? He shared this with them. He told them, go home, lock yourself in the room, kneel down in the middle of the floor, and with a piece of chalk, draw a circle around yourself. There on your knees, pray fervently and brokenly that God would start a revival within that chalk circle. I thought that was powerful. So I did that. I did that. I went into my office and I drew an imaginary line around myself and I prayed. I broke down before God and I asked Him to start a revival within that circle. I asked Him more than any breakthrough that I ever wanted in my life. I wanted breakthrough from within. I asked Him to do what He wanted to do in my soul with me. And from there, He took me on this journey. For months, God did many things in me. He began to uproot things. Ugly things came out. And God began to tear down the idols. He began to show me the idols in my heart that needed to come down. Things that I did not know that were there needed to be torn down. You know, with Gideon had to tear down the idols that were there before the breakthrough. The idols had to come down. Before the breakthrough for me, the idols had to come down. So God began to do all sorts of things in my heart. He began to heal me, humbling me. And I repented a lot. I repented a lot during that time. And I also received breakthrough from self-reliance. I stopped looking at my abilities. I stopped looking at my inabilities, my strengths, my weaknesses. I stopped looking at all of those things. And I fully just began to trust God. I fully just began to look to Him and say, God, whatever You want to do, do it. Whatever You want to do to me, do it. Wherever You want to take me, You want to take me. You want to take me, you know, lower, do it. Do whatever You want to do in my life. And in this season, God is so faithful. As I surrendered, as I obeyed, God quickly accelerated me to the top of my career. And there was no striving. There was no forcing it. There was no doing this and doing that. All of the things that I thought that I had to do to get to where I was trying to get. It was simply just the power of God and His favor on my life. For me, it was like the victory that Gideon and Israelites received. God delivered them using 300. He delivered them using 300 men instead of the 32,000. See, self-reliance would never have gotten them that kind of victory. He did so much with very little for the Israelites. He did so much with very little. And the same for me. He did so much with me doing very little. He's so good. And He's so faithful. I would never typically share something like this, not something that I necessarily feel comfortable doing, but God wanted me to share this. And I believe that He wanted me to share this with you all today, because what He is saying is that he's accelerating breakthrough for you in your life. God is saying that he's accelerating breakthrough for you in your life in this next season. In this next season, what I believe God is saying is that he's going to do so much with very little in your life. Businesses are going to come forth. You don't have to have everything. You don't have to have the resources. That's how he best works. Businesses are going to come forth and be successful. Promotions are being lined up right now for you. Marriages are taking place out of nowhere. Like I said in first services, if you're single, get ready. Women will give birth even though they've been told that they cannot conceive. Prodigal children are coming back. Children with wandering hearts will make decisions to bind their heart to God and will follow God. Whatever thing that you put your hands to in this season will prosper. And this morning, I felt God tell me to share that you can't put new wine in old wineskins. You can't put new wine in old wineskins. 2020 was a year for revival to take place within our souls. 2020 was a time for us to get on our knees and to seek the Lord and to have God renew us, to have God change us, to have God break things off of us. And 2020 is not over yet. If you feel that there's still things that needs to be broken off of your life, that there's still revival that needs to take place inside of you, 2020 is not over yet. You have a few more days to go and draw the circle around yourself and ask God to bring revival within that circle. You can go and ask God to bring breakthrough within that circle. 2020 is not over yet. You can't pour new wine into old wineskin. What God is wanting to do in this next season, you need to be renewed for. Idols need to come down. Things need to be broken off of your life. You cannot take it into this next season. Because in this next season, 2021, God is pouring out new wine into new wineskins. He's doing a new thing in this next season. He's pouring out new grace. He's pouring out new strength. He's going to provide in supernatural ways. And he's going to give supernatural resources in order for you to fulfill your calling and your destiny. So there are three things that I want to encourage you to do. The first thing is to fast and pray. Fast and pray. Make fasting and pressing into a prayer a discipline. Make fasting a discipline. Fasting is powerful. Fasting just breaks things. It breaks things in the supernatural, okay? So we're going to have a corporate fast, like Pastor Mike mentioned earlier, January 11th through 15th. Join us in that corporate fast. But fast regularly. Fast weekly. God speaks. There's something about fasting where you hear God more clearly. You need to hear the voice of God. Fast and pray. Secondly, draw the circle around yourself and ask God for the breakthrough and for the revival to begin within that circle, for the breakthrough to take place in that circle. Do that today. Do that this evening. Don't delay. And then thirdly, let God do in you what he needs to do in you to prepare you for the breakthrough that he has for you. Surrender to the process. Ask him to break off self-reliance from your life. If there's self-reliance, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what areas that you've been operating in self-reliance and ask him to break it off of you. Repent of it. Amen? Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for today. Thank you for this morning. I thank you for this message. I pray that you would speak, Lord Jesus, to the hearts, that you're really wanting to do something in, and I believe that's everyone. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you just break off that self-reliance from our lives. Break it off and cut it off of us in Jesus' name. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be fully reliant on you, to be fully dependent on you. We want what you have for us, Father God. More than anything, we want revival to take place inside of us. And we ask you to do that in our lives, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, help us to surrender to your process in the name of Jesus. Help us to experience your power in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.